This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York, and I'd like to introduce you to the newest members of your family, your closest personal family, your Apple products. Wednesday, the world collectively stopped holding its breath as Apple announced its very latest product lineup. Three new iPhones, the iPhone XR, the iPhone XS, and the iPhone XS Max. The biggest, most expensive iPhones ever are here. We will now be saying things like liquid retina display and A12 bionic chip instead of Memoji, although realistically we will still enjoy saying that. Also, the latest version of the Apple Watch Series 4 and everything else coming down the Apple pipeline, it's all been announced Wednesday at the Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino, California. We'll talk about it, but first, these tech headlines. The European Union is proposing massive fines for online providers that aren't fast enough in removing terrorist content from their services, raising pressure on big tech firms like Facebook and Alphabet's Google that have backed down from voluntary approaches. The bloc's executive arm Wednesday proposed new legislation that would create legal obligation for online services to remove this content. Back in March, the EU issued new guidelines ordering faster content removal, with the explicit threat of introducing legislation if actions weren't taken fast enough. Crypto tourists flee as the slump drags on. The value of cryptocurrencies has slid after exceeding $800 billion earlier this year. The Bitcoin bubble continues to pop, and there's little sign that things will get better anytime soon. The total value of all cryptocurrencies fell below $200 billion last weekend, down 76% from an all-time high of $832 billion in January. It's a dramatic decline for the sector that experienced furious growth in 2017. Last year's boom was marked by both mainstream interest and an explosion in the number of alternate cryptocurrencies and digital tokens. And now we'll look inside Verizon's 5G game plan. The company's new chief executive, Hans Vestberg, has taken the helm as the wireless giant pursues a bet that providing a strong network is better than trying to own the content that flows through it. Verizon plans to roll out the next faster generation of wireless network, known as 5G, for its residential customers in four cities before the end of the year. Customers in Indianapolis, Houston, Sacramento, and Los Angeles will be able to sign up for its 5G broadband internet service later this week. The service uses higher frequency spectrum, known as millimeter waves, which can carry more data than other types of spectrum, but can't travel as far. The Journal's Sarah Krauss has more on the differences consumers will see with 5G at WSJ.com. Coming up at its annual product showcase, not one, but three new iPhones. The details on the most expensive Apple lineup ever.
Today, we're going to take iPhone X to the next level. I'm excited to show you what is by far the most advanced iPhone we have ever created.
Well, that sets the mood. This is the music that followed Apple CEO Tim Cook's big announcement. 1 year after introducing the iPhone X, Apple holds its annual event Wednesday this week, where it doubled down on more iPhone X, large screen phones that drive people's use of services. For a complete lineup with special attention given to the differences between the new models, head to WSJ.com/tech. There is also a complete breakdown of every last thing the event had to offer from expert commentary that is our tech team at WSJ. So, Wednesday, Apple unveiled its biggest, most expensive iPhone lineup ever, making a bet that larger screens can get iPhone owners to not only upgrade to a new device, but also fork over more money than they've spent ever before. And then there is the Apple Watch Series 4. Listen to this.
We've added electrodes into the back sapphire crystal and the digital crown, allowing you to take an electrocardiogram.
Keep the applause going, because joining us in the podcast studio in New York for a change is Heard on the Streets' Dan Gallagher. Welcome.
Good to be here.
So, big event Wednesday, to say the least, for all Apple enthusiasts everywhere. CEO Tim Cook and the big execs who spoke at the event kept the focus to the iPhone and smartwatch. The darling, Apple's belle of the ball, the iPhone. Let's start there. The iPhone XS, the iPhone XS Max, Those are the two new sparkly, most expensive, most largest display. All the superlatives wrapped up in one. Let's start there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an S upgrade year. You know, every other year, typically the company takes its existing design, puts a new processor in it, steps up the design and camera, and that's your S upgrade. So this year was similar in that respect, in the sense that the 10 got that kind of upgrade. But then they added this 10S Max. This is Apple's first phone in this 6-inch, like the 6-inch plus category, these gargantuan phones that you see that are above 6 inches. They've not had that before. So that's its new entry in that model. And then they also added this. What's interesting here is a device that looks pretty similar to those, the 10R is what they've called it.
Right.
And it looks very similar, but it has a less expensive LCD display instead of an OLED display. So it's going to sell for less money. You know, to kind of broaden out the price point a little bit. These were as expected, but that's kind of where they're going with it.
Right, and so we have stats like Super Retina displays, A12 Bionic chip, advanced Face ID tech. There's a lot going on.
Well, there's a lot going on for marketing.
Well, there you go, right?
I mean, every year they have to bring an upgrade every year.
Right.
That's part of their business model. So they find a way to improve the specs on the phone, improve the performance. You know, it's often not what the marketing terms might suggest, that it's an amazingly new phone that can do something much, much better than a previous phone. My take, I haven't had hands on the new devices yet, mm-hmm. but from what I've seen and what we've seen the last couple of years is that, you know, the new phones, you know, are good phones, and the phones from the year before are also good phones. And so right now, because of the changes they made in their line today, you can still buy the iPhone 7, you can still buy the iPhone 8. Both are very good phones at lower prices.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you want to spend some more money, you can go to these new 10S, 10 versions that we saw.
And I understand, and this is apparently a big deal, made a lot of noise at the event, these are also beer proof.
I'm looking forward to seeing somebody test that. Maybe I will.
The beer proof situation. That was pretty funny.
Everybody's dream job.
I guess, right? So the other shiny object at the event, the Apple Watch Series 4, hugely important, the wearable market, big breakthrough in terms of tech. Everyone's super into getting their heart rate checked now.
Well, now in addition to your heart rate, you can tell when you fell down.
Right, that's true, right? That's the other thing, right?
At least the watch can tell when you fall down. I think that was one of the more interesting parts of the demo. And it maybe says something about how they're trying to broaden the market out a bit. You know, they're really taking the watch deep into healthcare, into those kind of applications.
Right.
So with this new thing, it senses if people fall, and then if you're down or inactive for a certain period, it will actually automatically let somebody in your emergency contact know what happened. So that could certainly be appealing for some customers, depending. And I'm not aware that there are other smartwatches that offer that. So it's a way of, you know, they don't look terribly dissimilar to the watches that were before, although they figured out how to get a little more display out of it.
Well, there's that bigger display thing again. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think they'll appeal to people who, you know, who've been attracted to the smartwatches. Maybe bring in some new people. It's still a relatively small business to Apple, at least relative to the iPhone business, which is huge. But they are doing pretty well in it in terms of they tend to lead the market share for smartwatches. So it makes sense that they're continuing to build on that.
Mm-hmm. Tim Cook closed the presentation with a couple of small updates, reminders that Apple does make other things as well. So by way of things like the HomePod, Apple TV, Mac OS, anything notable?
I don't think a lot of big surprises, and I don't think anything that really changes the prospect for those particular products. The HomePod is a very expensive voice-activated speaker, smart speaker. It's going to appeal to Apple fans who want to spend the money, but there's, you know, lots of options there. And we haven't seen anything new in the way of like iPads or Macs yet. There's a rumor that might come next month. I don't know if that will come in an event or just kind of be announced. But the main focus was iPhones, obviously, because they put out new phones, bigger phones. Overall, the prices actually did go up, although they were able to do it without really seeming to do that.
Right.
And that's important for their business,
right,
along with the watch. But those, I think, were the main takeaways.
People are definitely keeping their phones longer. So the question becomes, what matters to buyers these days? Is it the bigger display? Is it the longer battery life? How is Apple betting that these phones can see it through trying market times.
Well, they want to appeal. They have to keep appealing to their customer base because they don't. This is not a high growth market anymore.
Right.
So they have to give their customers compelling reasons to upgrade. But they also want to grow their business, and they do that by having higher priced devices in the mix. What I think the business is turning into, though, is like in years past, you had people kind of waiting for that new phone
right.
and holding on, and then going out right away to upgrade. What I think happens is that, you know, the older phones are good enough, and the upgrades become a little less urgent. You know, if you have a phone that's working fine, you might hold on to it, and then just when it stops working as well, then you'll upgrade rather than try to kind of force an early decision. I don't think except for the base of Apple's customers that have been wanting these really big phones, and yeah. there's probably some, I think the rest are probably going to look at, you know, decent upgrades, and when I'm ready to upgrade my device, one of those might be appealing, maybe the older ones that are lower priced or maybe the newer ones. But I think aside from the people that really want to spend the money for the really big phone, there's not a lot that's going to just compel a lot of early upgrades, I think.
Dan Gallagher, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
As is always the case, every year there is an extraordinary amount to unpack. So again, head to WSJ.com for every last update that the event had to offer. And that is Tech News Briefing. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.